President Bouteflika won re-election with more than 90% of votes cast, but as he had little serious competition, the bigger question in this election was how many of Algeria's 20 million registered voters would show up. The president campaigned hard, urging people to vote even if they voted against him, hoping a big turnout would validate his national security and economic programs. If few voters went to the polls, opposition parties could claim their electoral boycott was a success. The Interior Ministry says final voter turnout for Thursday's balloting topped 74%, higher than President Bouteflika's last election. The opposition Front of Socialist Forces says that number's inflated. A statement from the party claimed a real tsunami of massive voter fraud, which reached an industrial scale. Opposition parties, including the Movement for Culture and Democracy, boycotted the vote to protest the abolition of term limits that allowed President Bouteflika to run again. The 72-year-old veteran of the fight against French colonialism was backed by Algeria's three largest political parties, which together control more than 80% of the seats in parliament. Much of the president's campaign focused on the continuing fight against a simmering Islamic insurgency. The country's been plagued by unrest since 1992, when parliamentary elections were canceled as it appeared a coalition of Islamic groups might take power. Two policemen were injured by an election day bomb blast in the town of Nasiriya, 50 kilometers east of Algiers. Two other bombs were defused at the scene. A dozen opposition supporters burned down a polling station and closed two others in the Bouira district, but the two closed stations were later reopened by security forces. Announcing President Bouteflika's win, Interior Minister Yazid Zerhouni called the vote a victory for Algeria as it builds democracy, saying the election took place despite attempts to disrupt it. Even if there were some irregularities, Zerhouni said they would not have had a significant effect on the result. While President Bouteflika put national security atop his electoral agenda, he also addressed broader social issues, including promises to create 3 million new jobs, raise the minimum wage, build more affordable housing, and write off debts owed by farmers. Algeria's first female presidential candidate finished second with just over 4% of the vote. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.